Well, it's hard to believe that we've arrived at our final day today, but here we are.
仍然相信我们已经到了最后一天，不过我们还是在这里。
And I want to take a moment to thank Chi Ping for doing such a marvelous job of translating throughout all of this time. Thank you, Chi Ping.
我要花一些时间, 感谢翻译员，因为他这一个星期在翻译。
It brings us to the Gospel of John this morning with our final look at the Gospels.
我们今天来到了约翰福音，也是我们看的最后一本福音。
And this is a particularly good and timely book for us to look at this morning. Many of the questions we're asking that were submitted, we're asking questions about how you can know whether you're a Christian or not.
今天我们看这本福音是非常恰时的，因为通过前几天的那一些问题，都在问我是否知道我是一个基督徒。
Well, the Gospel of John was written for the specific purpose of leading us to saving faith in Christ, and so it's a great place for us to go to answer that question.
约翰福音写的用意就是为了要带领我们来到耶稣基督有得救的信心。
Just as an introductory matter, look at John chapter 1, verse 29. We're going to look at a couple of bookends verses here.
让我们先看约翰福音1章29节来做一个介绍。
John chapter 1, verse 29 says, The next day John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
约翰福音1章29节，次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。”And
so here in Jesus Christ, we have the one that can remove sin from the account of men.
所以耶稣基督能够将人的罪给除去。Now
just go to the end of the Gospel, John chapter 20, verse 31.
让我们翻到约翰福音的最后一章，20章31节。
John 20 will actually begin in verse 30, where it's a summary statement of what has previously been written, and it tells us the purpose for which the Apostle John wrote these words to us.
约翰福音20章30节那里，约翰告诉我们他写这本福音的目的。
It says, Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
约翰福音20章30节，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。 但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。Now,
one of the other questions that was submitted earlier in the week was asking, how can we evangelize in Singapore when so many people believe that all religions lead to heaven?
这个星期较早前有另外一个问题，就是说我们如何在新加坡传福音呢？因为有许许多多的人相信什么宗教都能够带领到天堂去。And
I plan to deal with that a little later this afternoon, but here's what I want you to see as you're contemplating these issues of what does it mean to be a true Christian? How can we be effective in evangelizing the people around us in our country?
我今天下午会更加详细地针对这个问题。 不过今天早上我们要在这里看，怎么知道在新加坡要如何的去传福音呢？
Before we can effectively share the gospel, before we can have an assurance of our own salvation, we need to have a profound understanding of the gospel itself and what the gospel calls men to do to respond to Christ.
在我们还未有效的传福音之前， 我们必须要先知道福音到底是什么。The
question, do you believe in Christ, is not a superficial question when you begin to answer it scripturally.
当我们问这个问题，你是否相信基督，这一个不是一个肤浅的问题，尤其是当圣经告诉我们的时候，更加知道。Scripture
describes many people that respond favorably to Christ, but in a way that falls short of true salvation.
圣经形容了许多人对耶稣基督的反应是良好的，不过他们却欠缺了真正得救的信心。
It would be good for us to turn over to Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 for a moment.
我们应该翻到马太福音第七章二十一节来看。
And what we're doing at this point is just showing the fact that not every favorable response to Christ is an expression of true saving faith. That is critical to answer the questions that you have been asking in your written submissions.
所以我们必须要知道，不是每个对耶稣基督良好的反应都是有得救的信心。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
马太福音七章二十一节，凡称我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧
And so here are people who cast out demons at least so they thought in the name of Christ that somehow spoke prophecies so they thought in the name of Christ that performed miracles, so they thought, in the name of Christ. And Jesus says, it's all worthless. It does not get you into heaven.
这里有许多的人认为他们是以主的名传道，也他们也是认为自己以主的名赶鬼，以主的名行许多的异能。可是耶稣却告诉他们，我从来不认识你们。
And so as a church, it should be your desire to do everything that you can do to protect people from that awful fate.
所以你们身为一个教会必须要做出你们所能的来保护人民不要进入这个命运。
And as the pastor who is speaking to you here this morning, it's my desire to make sure that none of you would fall into that fate as well, thinking that you were a true Christian, but seeing that you had actually fallen short on the day of judgment.At that point, it's too late.
今天我身为牧师的身份在这里，我也要呼吁每一位，千万不可走这条路，因为当你认为自己是一个基督徒却不是的时候，你最后一天才发现已经太迟了。
And so, how can you recognize a true Christian? What do you look for in your own life to measure whether you have been born again?
这样的话我们怎样能够认清楚谁是基督徒我们要在自己的生命里面看到什么样子的标志才知道我们已经重生得救了呢
Well, it doesn't start with you knowing yourself, it starts with you knowing who Christ is.
首先你不需要知道自己是谁你需要知道的是基督是谁
And the Gospel of John states from the very beginning that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh.
约翰福音一开始就告诉我们，耶稣基督就是神道成肉身。
Look at John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Now then go to verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now watch this, in the middle of those framing verses, in the middle of verse 1 and verse 14, where it tells us who Jesus is, we read this key passage,In verses 12 and 13.
你看好了，在第一节与第十四节这之间就有这一段经文是非常机要的。
Verse 12 says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
第十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，就他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Somehow the issue of being a true Christian is connected to receiving Christ.
成为一个真正的基督徒与接受耶稣基督是有连接的。
Well, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Now, as you read the Gospel of John, you see that Jesus performing many miracles.
当我们读约翰福音的时候，我们会发现耶稣基督行了许多神迹。
He turned water to wine. He healed the sick. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves of bread and fish. He walked on water. He raised the dead.
他使水变成酒，他医治人的病，而且他喂饱了5,000人，他行在水上。也是使人复活。
Could you believe all of that and still fall short of eternal life?
你能够信这一切却亏欠了这个救恩吗？
Could you believe that Jesus was the greatest teacher ever and still fall short of true salvation?
你能够相信耶稣基督是世界上最伟大的教师，却错过了救恩吗？
Could you follow him for a time and seek to obey his rules and not be a true Christian?
你能够有一段时间跟着耶稣基督，而且你希望能够顺服他的教导，可是却不是一个真正的基督徒吗？
The answer to all of those questions is yes, that's entirely possible. And therefore it is so important for us to understand what the Gospel of John means when it says,To receive Christ is to receive eternal life.
对刚才的那些问题，答案都是可能的，因为我们如果真的要明白福音是什么，我们必须知道接受耶稣基督才是真正的得到永生。
Now, when going back to Sunday again, if you remember back that time, I commend you, you've listened to me talk so much that I don't know how you're back here for more today.
我们要记得上个星期天我们所讲的，因为有些时候我发现我自己讲了那么多，我真的要赞扬你们还继续来听我讲。
One of the things that I said on Sunday was it is so critical to ask the right questions spiritually.
我在星期天讲的就是你们问正确的问题是非常的重要的。
Now, inevitably, when people are asking questions who are having doubts about their salvation, inevitably they are asking the wrong question to try to come to the answer to that question.
当人怀疑自己是否得救的时候，常常都是在问一些错误的问题。
They start asking, what am I doing? What have I done in life? Am I obeying enough? Have I obeyed enough to have an assurance that I'm a true Christian?
他们开始问的就是我之前做了些什么，我有没有顺服的足够来得到这个救恩呢？
I sympathize with people like that, but that they're asking the wrong question, and it's no wonder that they never come to a full assurance of salvation. They're not asking the right question in order to get the answer that they need for the concerns of their soul.
我非常同情这一些人，因为他们在得救方面没有把握，可是他们所问的问题是错误的问题，他们问的问题不能够给他们一个真的答案。
And so, as you're asking perhaps questions, am I a true Christian? Or, more likely, if you're trying to help someone examine their own selves to see whether they're a Christian, today's message is going to help.
所以如果你在问自己这个问题，我是否是一个真的基督徒，或者是你在帮助其他人认识他是否是真的基督徒，今天我们所看的就能够帮助你。
Remember what verse 12 and 13 said of chapter 1, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
我们要记得第一章第十二节这里说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now, we have to give some content to what it means to receive Christ, and that's what we're going to do this morning.
我们必须要给一些内容告诉我们什么是接待他，所以我们今天早上就是要做这个。
True saving faith involves receiving Christ in three ways.
真正得救的信心包括了接受又以三个方式来接受基督。
And we're going to see that clearly as we do this quick survey of the Gospel of John.
我们将略略地看过约翰福音来回答这三件事情。
What is saving faith?
什么是得救的信心?
Well, first of all, it involves receiving new life.
首先它包含了你要接受新的生命。
True faith is more than bestowing your approval on Jesus.
真正得救的信心超过了只是赞同耶稣基督所做的。
It is so much more than saying I believe that he was a great teacher sent from God.
它远远的超过了有些人说我相信他是一个从神那里来的好教师。
There have been a lot of great teachers throughout the course of history. Jesus Christ is qualitatively distinguished from all of them.
在历史的揭晓我们看见了有许多伟大的教师可是耶稣基督的本质是跟他们完全不一样的
No, you must receive new life in order to have true saving faith and I'm going to show you what that means
你必须要接受新的生命才能够有这个得救的信心
Turn to John chapter 3 verse 1
请打开约翰福音三章第一节
John chapter 3 verse 1 says, Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
约翰福音三章一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比我们知道你是由神那里来的做师傅的因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行
Nicodemus was an extraordinarily prominent teacher in the nation of Israel in his day
尼哥底母在以色列国当时是一个非常出色的教师
And look at the praise that he bestows on Jesus You have come from God You do signsGod must be with you.
你看见他赞扬耶稣基督吗？你是由神那里来的，你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。也就是说，神与你同在。
This is pretty high praise to bestow on Christ. Is it saving faith, however?
这个是一种非常高的赞扬，可是这个是得救的信心吗？
Not according to Jesus.
根据耶稣所讲的，不是的。
Look at what you would think that Jesus would say, Nicodemus, you've done so well. That is not what Jesus says to him at all.
你可能会想象耶稣基督的回答是尼哥底母，你干得好，可是他却没有这么说。
Look at verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly and truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
你看第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He says, Nicodemus, you're missing the point.
他是在讲尼哥底母，你已经在问错问题了。
You can't even begin to enter the kingdom of heaven based on that faint praise that you just gave to me.
你刚刚赞扬我的那些话不足以让你进入天国。
And Nicodemus understood immediately that Jesus was saying he was outside the kingdom. Look at verse 4.
尼哥底母立刻明白了耶稣基督所指的就是他在天国之外你看第四节
Nicodemus said to him How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
尼哥底母说人已经老了如何能重生呢岂能再进母腹生出来吗
Now Nicodemus was not an idiot
尼哥底母不是一个蠢蛋
He was not actually literally suggesting that he needed to return to his mother's womb and be born through physical birth once more.
他当然不是真正的在讲一个人再度回去母腹，然后从新生出来。
He is picking up on what Jesus said about being born again, and he said, "How is that even possible? You're talking about a reality that I don't understand."
他是在指着耶稣基督所讲的重生，然后再说这个怎么可能呢？你所提的这个事实是我不能够明白的。
And now look at what Jesus says to him in verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit."
第五节，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意是吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Jesus here is confronting Nicodemus and telling him that he is dead in sin and he needs new life.
耶稣基督其实是在与尼哥底母对峙，他是在告诉尼哥底母，你死在你的罪中，你需要新的生命。
When he says, unless one is born of water, he's saying, he's using water as a symbol of spiritual cleansing.
人若不是从水生的，这个水比喻着属灵的洁净。
He says, Nicodemus, you need to be spiritually cleansed, and you need the Spirit of God from outside of you to give you new life so that you will be born again. You need new life if you're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣是在说，尼哥底母，你需要一个属灵的洁净，圣灵需要将你的罪清洗，你需要有重生的一个重新的生命，你才能够进入天国。
You must receive new life. You cannot simply walk into heaven as you are.
你必须接受新的生命，你不能够就靠着现在这副德性进入天国。
And Jesus says something very similar to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 verse 13.
在约翰福音四章十三节，耶稣基督与撒玛利亚妇人也是如此的说。
You'll remember that they were gathered around a well, and the woman, Jesus asked the woman for a drink.
你记得他们在井边，耶稣基督要求这个妇人给他水喝。
They were having a conversation about physical water.
他们的对话是关于这个物质上的水。
But Jesus changes the subject and uses water as a metaphor of new life that this woman needed to receive if she was going to be saved.
可是耶稣基督改换了话题，用水来比喻这个新的生命，也告诉撒玛利亚妇人，她需要这个新的生命才能够得救。
Look at verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life."
第十三节，耶稣基督回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And so Jesus is using water as a metaphor of spiritual life.
所以耶稣基督用水来比喻属灵的生命。
And he says, you must receive water from me. You must receive new life from me if you are going to go to heaven.
你必须要从我那里得着这个水，你必须要从我这里得着新的生命才能进入天国。
And so here's the question that needs to be asked for people who are questioning their salvation.
所以那一些质疑自己是否得救的人必须问这个问题。
Have you come to Christ as someone who is consciously aware of the fact that you are dead in sin and there is nothing you can do to commend yourself to a holy God?
你来到耶稣基督的时候，是不是有自觉知道自己是死在罪中的，而且在神的面前毫无可夸吗？
Have you recognized that you must receive new life from God if you are going to be reconciled to Him?
你知道你如果要与神和好，你必须要接受从他那里得到新的生命吗？
That is much different than being a nice young woman or a nice young man with a lot of religion.
这一个跟作为一个非常乖巧的女孩子或者是乖巧的男生是不一样的。
It's coming to Christ as one who is spiritually thirsty and knowing that only He can satisfy the spiritual need of your heart to be born again.
你来到耶稣基督面前，必须有一种属灵上的饥渴，知道只有耶稣基督才可以满足你的饥渴。
And so think carefully through the difference that this is describing.
所以你要深深地思考这里所形容的有什么不同。
Nicodemus came as the teacher of Israel and said, Jesus, I approve of you. You have a gift from God. You are a good teacher.
尼哥底母来到耶稣基督的面前，告诉耶稣基督，我赞同你所做的，你是一个好教师，你有神的恩赐。
But notice this. Oh, this is so important. Nicodemus is reserving final judgment for himself. He's saying, based on what I see, I approve of you.
你要听好了，这个非常的重要。尼哥底母其实将这个审判权交给了自己，他是在告诉耶稣基督，你是很好的，我赞同你。
To become a Christian, you must realize that you have nothing to give to God, that you disapprove of yourself, and you come asking to receive something that you do not have, not to give an approval on Christ.
你要成为一个基督徒，你就必须要认同，你毫无可夸的来到神的面前，你不能够夸耀或者是赞同自己做什么。因为你来到这里是要认同自己是一个充满罪恶的人，你不是来这里赞同神所做的。
Have you come to Christ as one who acknowledges that you are guilty before Him and that you need His help? You need to be saved from your sin. That is a distinguishing mark of a true Christian.
你来到耶稣基督的面前，你有没有认清楚？你是死在罪中，你需要他的帮忙来得救呢？这个就是一个真正基督徒的标志。
You have to be born again. You must have life given to you a second time of a different kind than what you received from your parents.
你必须要得到重生，你必须要得到第二次的这个生命，是与你的父母亲赐给你的生命不一样的。
Now, secondly, to become a true Christian.Means that you receive a new law.
第二，你要成为一个真正的基督徒，就是你必须接受一个新的律法。
You receive a new authority in your life.
你的生命里接受了一个新的权柄。
And here's the question for us: What is it that rules your thinking?
我们需要问的问题是什么东西掌管我们的思想呢？
What is the final standard of truth?To you.
对你来说，最后的标最后真理的标准是什么呢？
The spirit of our age is that everybody has their own truth, and what's true for you may or may not be true for me.
我们现在的时代所拥有的心态就是所谓的真理是相对的，可能对你来说是真的，对我来说不是真的。
A Christian, especially in today's world, is mindful of rejecting that kind of mindset.
如果你是一个真正的基督徒，存在在现在的时代，你会非常小心地拒绝这一种心态。
True faith is more than simply following Jesus as part of the crowd.
真正的信心不只是随同众人一起跟从耶稣。
True faith receives the word of Christ.As the final authority in every realm of human thought.
真正的信心就是在人的思想里面完完全全地接受神的话为最终的标准。
You receive Christ as your authority.
你接受基督成为你的权柄。
You receive him as your Lord.
你接受他为你的主人。
Over your thought, over your words, over your conduct, in principle, it is settled in your mind that Jesus is the boss.
他就是你的老板，他掌管你的思想，掌管你的行为，掌管你的言语。
Now, the Gospel of John makes that point extraordinarily clear, and Jesus made it clear in his own teaching.
约翰福音非常清楚地教导这一点，耶稣基督自己的教训也是如此。
Turn to John chapter 6.
请翻到约翰福音第六章。
In John chapter 6, Jesus fed 5,000 people.
在约翰福音第六章的时候，耶稣基督喂饱了5,000个人。
He fed them with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
他用2鱼5饼喂饱了他们。
And look at verse 10. We're just looking at verse 10 to establish the size of the audience that was following him.
我们看第十节来了解当时到底有多么大的一组人。
John chapter 6 verse 10 says, Jesus said, have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000.
约翰福音六章十节，耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那边那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5,000。
Now watch this. Thousands of people were following him.
你看到了吗？有几千个人跟着耶稣基督。
They heard him teach directly.
他们直接地听见他的教训。
They received physical blessings from him in the fact that he fed them from a small amount of food.
他们从耶稣基督那里得到了物质上的祝福，因为耶稣基督用小量的食物喂饱了他们全部。
So they're following him. He's their teacher. He's giving them things. Isn't that surely a mark of true saving faith?
他们不是跟着他吗？他们听他的教训，而且耶稣基督也祝福他们，这一个不是得救的标志吗？
No. Actually, it's not.
不是的，当然不是。
Look at a little further in John chapter 6, where, let's pick it up at verse 54, let's say.
让我们从第六章的后半段第54节那里读起。
Jesus is using a metaphor here. He's not describing the Roman Catholic idolatry of the Mass.
耶稣基督在这里是给一个比喻，他不是形容罗马天主教的所行的那一种偶像敬拜方式。
Notice how it talks about receiving him and receiving life to emphasize the point that we made earlier.
在这里他是又在提到了你必须要接受生命，也就是我们之前所提的那一点。
He says in verse 54, He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever.
约翰福音六章五十四节，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着照样。吃我的肉的人也要因我活着，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们祖宗吃过玛哪还是死了。
And so Jesus is emphasizing the first point that we made. You must receive me in order to have new life, and without that you are still lost in your sin.
耶稣基督再次的强调我们刚才提的第一点，你必须接受我才能够得到重生的生命，不然的话你会死在你的罪中。
You see how that is a bigger issue than just merely hearing his teaching and receiving physical blessing from him. He's talking about a realm that goes beyond that.
你看见了吗？这超越了听他的教训，还有得到他物质上的祝福。耶稣基督所提的境遇是超越这一切的。
And that teaching suddenly distinguished true from false disciples.
这一种教训突然间将真信徒与假信徒分别开来。
Look at verse 60. Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, conscious that his disciples grumbled at this, said to them, Does this cause you to stumble? What if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. There it is again, huh? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe.
第六十节，他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，你看到了吗？是圣灵赐生命，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。
And so in the midst of that group that had followed his teaching were people who did not believe. Their superficial attachment to Christ was not a mark of saving faith. Jesus says, you don't even believe because you won't receive my word.
所以他们当中有不信的人，虽然他们一同听耶稣基督的教训，可是他们的所有的关系是肤浅的。耶稣基督告诉他们，你们根本就不信我所讲的。
And so look at verse 66. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore.
你看第六十六节，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
They did not believe, despite their love for the signs and wonders which Jesus did.
他们虽然非常喜爱耶稣基督所行的神迹奇事，可是他们却不信。
Watch this very carefully. They walked away when Jesus' teaching no longer suited them.
你看到了吗？他们当耶稣基督的教导不再适宜他们的时候，他们就退去了。
They had reserved for themselves.Final judgment about what is acceptable about the teaching of Christ. That is a mark of a false convert, not of someone who has truly been born again.
他们给自己最后的这个权柄来论断耶稣基督的教导，这一个不是真正得救信徒的标志。
True faith receives the authority of God's word without qualification and without reservation.
真正的信心会没有条件的接受神的话为最终的标准。
And Jesus makes this abundantly clear in the verses that immediately follow what I just read.
再过下几节，耶稣基督立刻就这么说。
Jesus said to the 12, look at verse 67. He said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you?Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? And look at what he says. You have words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
第六十七节，耶稣就对那十二门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Peter was a true disciple.
彼得是真正的门徒。
Let me say that again, as the voices of children were affirming what I was saying.
让我再讲多一次，因为刚才有小孩子的声音赞同我所讲的。
And if a young child can give emphasis to it, surely I can give emphasis by repeating it once more.
如果一个小孩子能够强调我说的，我应该更加的强调。
Peter was a true disciple.
彼得是一个真正的门徒。
And he said that the words of Christ were the reason that he would not leave.
他告诉我们，他不要退去的原因是因为，神的话有永生之道。
And now, and so you see before you the distinguishing mark between a false disciple and a true disciple. The true disciple receives.The word of Christ is authority and does not back away when it does not suit his tastes.
所以在这里我们看见了真信徒与假信徒的不同。真信徒的标志就是，就算神的话非常难接受的时候，他还是会接受神的话为最终的权柄。
And as you go on in the Gospel of John, Jesus develops this theme and makes it the distinguishing mark of a true disciple. Don't miss this.
当我们继续读约翰福音的时候，我们会看见耶稣基督不断地强调，这一个就是分别真信徒的标志，你不要错过了。
Turn to John chapter 8 verse 31.
我们看约翰福音第八章三十一节。
John 8 verse 31. Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free."
八章三十一节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
True disciples continue in the word. Genuine love for Christ is found in receiving the word.
真正的信徒会遵守神基督的道，而且真正的信徒会接受基督的道。
Look at John 14.
看约翰福音第十四章。
John 14 verse 15 says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
约翰福音第十四章第十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
You see, there's a new law that is operative in the mind and heart of a true believer that is not true of a false convert.
你看见了吗？在一个重生得救真正信徒的心里面，会有一个新的律法。这一个新的律法是不存在于那一些假信徒的。
Look at verse 21. This just jumps off the pages of the Gospel of John as we read.
让我们来看约翰福音第十四章二十一节，这一个是从约翰福音那里跳出来的。
Jesus said in verse 21, chapter 14, "He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me." And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
第二十一节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Look at verse 23. Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him." He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
第二十三节，耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
Jesus makes a love for his word, the knowledge of his word, a commitment to his word in its written revelation form, the distinguishing mark of a true disciple.
耶稣基督告诉我们，爱他的道，而且顺服于他的道，委身于他的道，就是神所写下来的启示圣经，这一个就是真信徒的标志。
And so someone who is questioning their salvation needs to ask the right question.
所以如果有人质疑他自己的救恩，他所问的问题必须正确。
What is your attitude toward the 66 books of the Bible?
你对66卷圣经的态度是什么呢？
Do you receive them as final authority, or do you leave room for your own judgment to determine what's true and what's not?
你接受圣经为最终的权柄，或者是你给自己留余地来做出判断是否是真还是假的？
A false disciple says something like this.
一个假信徒会如此说，
I believe in Jesus, but I believe that other religions will also go to heaven.
我相信耶稣基督，不过我也相信其他的宗教能够通往天堂。
Oh, I'm a Christian, but I can't make any judgments about homosexual marriage.
Oh, 我是一个基督徒，不过我不能够论断同性恋的婚姻。
A false disciple says, "I love the Bible, but we now know that evolution is true."
一个假的信徒会说，哦，我喜爱神的话，我喜爱圣经，不过我们现在知道进化论是真的。
You see, in those examples, God's word speaks very clearly about each one of them, And the false disciple says, I'll leave room for my own judgment, thank you. I'm not going to go everywhere that the Bible goes.
虽然圣经在刚才所提的几个例子都有绝对的教导，可是一个假的信徒会说，我要给自己留一些余地，我不会完全的跟着圣经去。
True faith submits all of its mind to all of the word and stays there.
真正得救的信心会完全的顺服于圣经，而且会留在那里。
So the question is, can you recognize in yourself a principle in which you now have the word of God as your authority in a way that it wasn't before your conversion?
所以你能不能够在自己的生命里面认清这个标志，就是你从前不听从圣经的话，可是现在你完全接受圣经的话为绝对的权柄吗？
Are you conscious of this level of accountability and responsibility to God's word? That is the mark of a true Christian. He has a new law operative in his heart.
你是否有自觉知道现在这一个就是一个新的律法在你的心里面，而且这个是你的责任，你对神必须要交账吗？
So, new life, new law. Third and final point this morning.New Lord.
所以第一点是新的生命，第二点是新的律法，第三点新的主人。
Saving faith does more than simply hear about Christ and then walk away unchanged.
得救的信心超越了只是听耶稣基督的道而无改变的走开了。
Saving faithsubmits to the Lord Jesus Christ as a ruling person in life.
得救的信心会顺服于耶稣基督成为你生命中的掌权者。
And I would like to be able to say this to a lot of people in a lot of Bible-believing churches.
我很希望能够在许多信靠圣经的教会里那些人当中这么说。
Saving faith is about more than simply being committed to sound theology.
得救的信心超越了你信靠一些非常良好的神学观念。
It is not a mark of true faith simply to love a biblical debate.
如果你很喜欢在圣经上辩护的，这个不是真正得救的信心。
Jesus Christ is a living person with thought and emotion and a will. He is a living person, not simply an academic construct that we intellectually apprehend with our minds.
耶稣基督是一个真正活着的人，他超越了学术性的说法，他不只是在学术性上我们在头脑里面辩论的。
True faith reads the scriptures and realizes that there is a sense in which a person leaps out of that book and asserts his authority over your soul.
真正得救的信心是当你读圣经的时候，你会发现差不多有一个真的人从那些话里面跳出来，这一个人要在你的生命里掌权。
Look at John 14 verse 6.
让我们看约翰福音十四章六节。
Jesus speaking as God in human flesh, who said these words while he was in a human body on this earth and therefore was obviously a real living person, said,
耶稣基督说这话的时候，要记得他当时是神成了肉身，在与众人说话，他是一个真正活生生的人。
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Look over at John 17, verse 3.
让我们看第十七章第三节。
John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
十七章三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And in the brilliant authorship of the Gospel of John, The Apostle Thomas becomes the climactic illustration of what saving faith is truly like.
约翰在写福音的时候，有以一种非常聪明的方式来写。直至到了多马的这个故事的时候，多马成为这个得救信心最高的一种比喻。
This is the climax of all of the miracles. This is the climax of all of Jesus's teaching. This is what the Gospel of John is designed to bring every person who reads it to. It is designed to bring us to imitate the faith of Thomas and therefore enter into eternal life.
这里我们来到了这整本福音的最高潮，所有的这些神迹奇事，还有耶稣基督的教训等等，来到这里都达到了最高潮。约翰所写的，用多马为一个例子，让我们知道什么是真正得救的信心。
Look at John verse 25.
约翰福音第二十章第二十五节。
The other disciples were saying to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
二十章二十五节，那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”
You know what happened? Look at verse 26. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger.And see my hands. Reach here your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing."
第二十六节，过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，只要信。”
Thomas answered and said to him, "What? My Lord and my God."
多马回答说什么呢？我的主，我的神。
He received this person as his Lord, as the King of his life, as the God of his world, and submitted to him and bent his knee to him and received him in the way that John 1 first described at the beginning of the book.
多马接受了这一位人，这一位耶稣为他的救主，而且是为他的这个神。他不只是这么做，他完全的屈膝，而且顺服于神的话，就如同约翰福音在第一章那里所说的。
How can you recognize a true Christian? New life, new law, new Lord.
But...你怎样认清楚一个真的基督徒呢？新的生命，新的律法，新的主人。
Let's pray together.
让我们同心祷告。
When we talk about a new life, a new law, a new Lord, in contrast to the old way of life, the old manner of living, the question that matters is that you?Today, do you have spiritual life which you have received from Christ? Do you love the Word of God and obey it and recognize it as your authority? Have you received the person of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you have, rejoice. A merciful Christ has given you life.That is worth more than anything that this world could offer and triumphs over 10,000 trials and disappointments in this world. If you can't say those things are true about you, what will you say now that you have heard God's word? A merciful Jesus Christ is offering you eternal life today. If you would receive him, Your sins can be forgiven, You can have eternal life now and a sure hope of heaven when you die. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you have not received new life, if you have not received His word as your law, if you have not received Christ as your Lord, you are destined for a miserable judgment. I ask you to consider Christ once again. I appeal to you to receive Him, even in this moment. Let today be the day of your salvation. Our Father, we pray that you would take these things and seal them to our hearts. May those of us who truly know Christ find in this a sense of assurance and confidence and gratitude, knowing that you have indeed worked in our heart through your word and brought us to saving faith in Christ. For those that are here who are outside of Christ, Father, we ask once more. We ask once more that your Spirit would work in their lives, cleanse them from sin, change their hearts so that they would willingly come to Christ and receive salvation that would secure their eternal destiny and the forgiveness of their many sins against you. Father, for those things we'll be very grateful, for those things we pray, for those things we look expectantly for you to answer. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen.